Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, so it's starting to twist into focus where Antonio Brown could wind up. He's eligible to end after week 8, which I find interesting that his suspension takes place even though he's not signed with a team, that time elapses during that, but that's fine. The Seattle Seahawks are now positioned to make that push to sign him. A lot of people are reporting. No way, shape, or form, especially if I'm a good team, and the Seattle Seahawks are a good team. I mean, they could win a Super Bowl this year. They could come out of the NFC this year. I think a lot of people are looking at them right now as this is a pretty damn good football team, the way Russell Wilson's playing. No way, shape, or form, if I'm a good team, do I sign Antonio Brown. Look, I know Antonio. I'm friendly with him. I don't think that he is. I think that there's good in there. I really do. Antonio Brown's allergic to making good decisions, though. He just is. Anytime he makes a couple good decisions, he ends up taking steps back because he'll make a bad decision. And he's got no one to blame but himself. That's how his life has been. That's exactly what he's been, especially since he got really paid. Again, I don't think he's the devil that a lot of people make him out to be, but he makes so many dumb decisions. And when you're a football team, and when I say dumb decisions, I mean dumb decisions. Now, they're a 5-0 football team, Seattle is. They are out there scoring 38 and 35 and 38 points. If Antonio Brown would come in and continue to play like we saw Antonio Brown play, this team might score 70 points. But when in his professional career has Antonio Brown ever proven, again, especially since he got paid, that he could go ahead and fit in with people and not eventually lose his freaking mind? Why, if you're Pete Carroll, do you even entertain the... Look, I can see if you're a middling team. If you're Gruden again. Well, if you're Arizona. Right. If you're Buffalo. If you're the 49ers. If you're someone like that. Go ahead. Yeah. But if you're flying high, all you can do is screw things up, I think.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would risk. Here's the problem, as I see it, and before I get ahead of myself, it seems to me that the only time we hear about teams being connected to Antonio Brown, they are teams that Antonio Brown would be interested in going to, right? And they're always elite-level teams. They're good quality. Remember, he had the trip to visit the Saints last year that he screwed up. We've heard about the Ravens before, connections to them. He tried New England for a couple of weeks, right? Tampa Bay, because Brady is there. We heard connections there for a little while.
Yeah, he ain't going and playing for the Vikings or Falcons right now.
Right. Here's the problem. If I'm a team that considers myself a contender, I have no interest in, like you said, introducing this possible toxicity into my room, onto my team. I have no interest in it. And I just, there's no reason to blow things up because I'm succeeding right now. I'm playing well to this point. I have no reason to roll the dice on this knucklehead, this clown coming in and ruining all of it.
There's a big factor here that I think a lot of people aren't looking at. And by the way, text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan, text line 412-928-9370. He will be more concerned with trying to get his than ever before. And here's why. My man wants a new contract. Do you think it, Antonio, and we'll talk about somebody who isn't concerned about getting his in about 10 minutes from now, in about 5 minutes from now, actually. But Antonio Brown will be so concerned about numbers, about personal numbers, and about selfish, selfish awards and things like that, but especially his numbers, because he is the epitome and he is the definition of a lame duck. He is trying to showcase himself to eventually and potentially get paid even more. That just is, the wick is already lit and it's heading for that stick of dynamite, man. It makes no sense to bring him in.
Let's let's just you pointed it out. He only wants to play for a team that he considers a contender, right?
Yes.
But let's go through those teams. The Chiefs aren't going to sign him. They got enough weapons, even though they keep adding weapons, and they added their own questionable weapon in Le'Veon Bell. They're not going to then add Antonio Brown on top of it.
Tampa should.
Well, see, do they need him? They've got Evans. They've got Godwin. They've got 36 freaking tight ends. Do they need Antonio Brown? Yes.
Yeah.
There's no need to introduce that into something where Tom Brady's already having trouble finding chemistry with some of these guys to then bring AB in and create even more chemistry issues. I think the last thing Mike McCarthy needs is another subversive entity in the locker room, considering what's happened
Philly?
The last few days. If you're the Eagles, do you consider – I mean, I guess everybody in the NFC East is a contender mm-hmm. because anybody could win the division because it's a dumpster fire.
Okay, then what about
that
Baltimore?
That could maybe make some – Baltimore is the only place, Colin, where I look at it and say, okay, there's a role for him and there's a team and a head coach that may be strong enough to keep him from absolutely burning it to the ground. That's the only one. Because I look at a place like Chicago or Buffalo, he's not going to want to go, and he'd just run roughshod over the head coaches there. I look at a place like Tennessee, they don't need him. Even if they could use another wide receiver, they don't need him coming in. Vrabel's not going to put up with it. He's already tried New England. He's already tried New Orleans, at least visiting there. Seattle, I don't think, needs him. The only places that make sense, or the only place, I should say, when you boil it all down, maybe Baltimore and maybe the outlier of Tampa Bay I could get with if somebody got hurt, you know, if Godwin's injury ended up being more than it has been the last few weeks.
Yeah, and Carolina's going nowhere, I don't think.
I don't think he'd go there, yeah.
I don't think he would either. But Baltimore makes a lot of sense, and I just don't know if they want to dance with him. But I would steer clear because he's going to need – he'll play the game for 2 weeks. He will. And then he wants 11 targets. Then he wants 18 mm-hmm. targets. Then he's throwing. And look, I'm friendly with AB. I like him. I do. I'm cool with him. But he's allergic to making good decisions. Eventually, he gets those allergies. He gets red eyes. He feels like he has to make a bad decision. I don't know why. He just does. He can go a month. He can go 2 months. Hell, he might even go a year. Then you wake up in the morning, you go, AB really did that overnight. He was riding right. a quad up the middle of his street with his shirt off, and he ran into a telephone. What happened? What?
You think John Harbaugh?
Right.
Yeah, you think John Harbaugh wants to wake up every morning and check Instagram to see what AB did the night before and if he's going to have to talk about it?
Right. So, well, we'll end on that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.